What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. EG3 is going to go through Manhattan this weekend here, folks. For some of us, this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of women's volleyball of this podcast, football, men's women's basketball, and so much more when I get back Sunday. From Salina, Kansas this weekend. We'll get you squared away what went down for K-State Athletics this weekend, including men's and women's basketball, which that's a doubleheader tomorrow. You got the men at home taking on Bellarmine in primetime at Bramlage Coliseum, and then you have the women's basketball team playing SMU. Interesting matchup there on the road in the ACC. But this is a postcast, women's volleyball here in the show, and a sweep. Confirm the sweep, season sweep of Cincinnati. Last night, and this time, it did not take five sets. It took four to knock off Cincinnati last night in, almost at Bramlage Coliseum, Morgan Family Arena last night. Led by two of the big three last night, Ava and Shaylee. Again, no Anaya Clinton this ball game, but somebody broke out the sticks in this one here. A young cat. I'll get into that in just a second there. So last night, 25-21. Then they lost the second set, 25 in the same score, 25-21. And again, that seemed to be the common score there as K-State got Cincinnati back, same score in the third set, 25-21. And then K-State blew the doors open in the fourth set to clinch it, 25-13. And shout out, breakout performance, young cat. I've said it all along, whether it's, with the women's volleyball team, with the young youth movement. I said it about some point this week on the show, on this podcast. Freshman, who had a great performance last night here that I read up on, Avery Stones. How about that? So, again, Avery Stones had a big game apparently last night there as well. Look, you got to have somebody step up. In the place, and that's Anaya Clinton, your preseason Big 12 first teamer. Somebody has to step up to the plate and do something, right? And Avery, this is the first here on the obviously. So shout out Avery Stones. I believe that's her first. I think it was her first game as a K-State Wildcat. Obviously, a freshman there as well. Last night there, they held Cincinnati to around 200 hitting. The Wildcats did register 58 kills last night, 72 digs as a team there. Shaylee Myers now joined. She is now the 28th player in K-State program history, 14th in the Raleigh scoring area to achieve 1,000 career points in a season. In what's a year? It's been a sensational senior year for Shaylee Myers. So shout out to you, Shaylee, on that one. And just another milestone broken for Myers in 2025. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State 3, Cincinnati 1, and the season sweep on Cincinnati for K-State Women's Volleyball and head coach Jason Mansfield. This is Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. This is Eddie Greer III. And yet again, let's run this back again with Ava LeGrand. Same thing last night. 1,000 career assists last night in the game against the Bearcats there. She had a big game last night. 44 assists along with her 19 digs. 11 double-double this season. Yes, confirmed. Emily Stones, a first on this podcast, freshman, first start last night, 17 kills, she almost had a double-double last night, 17 kills, 9 digs, and speaking of Anaya Clinton, she joins Anaya Clinton as the first Wildcat to record a 10-kill match in her K-State debut, Anaya Clinton 2 years ago. Boy, you can tell I'm fired up for, I don't know her personally, but Emily, fired up for her. I'm fired up for tomorrow. Let's get this thing going. Hey, yeah, I think, yeah, worry about the now. You can't worry about down the road. We approach that when we get there, right? It's always, we try to look at things ahead of time, whatnot, and that's for, in some instances, it's fine, but as far as life goes on, hey, man, we got to focus on what we got to control, what we control, right? That's what the motto is this week, obviously. And then, of course, Jerome Tang, I think it was on one of the Instagram posts that I saw this week that I embraced this week as my lead up to my half marathon tomorrow out in Salina, Kansas. Embrace the adversity, right? Every team has saw at one point in time throughout the year in the past, right? So this team without is one of its big leaders, Anaya Clinton. How about a storybook? Storybook any right there? Not a storybook any. A storybook start for now I got lost in my thoughts. Avery Stone's last night first start, and you join Anaya Clinton in that sense there as well there. Let me see here. Let's see. Jason Mansfield last night. Let's see if we can pick anything out of here. Actually, we're going to... I'm going to roll through what Jason Mansfield, the head coach of the women's volleyball team, said last night to both Myers and LeGrand's huge night last night there as well. And we got some from... And I'm going to actually, to end this podcast, we got a few quotes here. So we'll start with Jason Mansfield on Shaylee Myers first. And I'm going to transition from to the Grand's big night last night. Quote, starting with Shaylee, she's having a special year. I'm really proud of her and happy for her career. 1,000th point to happen in her senior year. She's been waiting for this year and working really hard. I think that 21 kills tonight against a really good defensive team says a lot about her. She really has carried us a lot this season, and hopefully she gets some confidence back. She's one of the best attackers in the conference. Yeah, I paraphrased that. And then go down to LeGrand here from Coach Mansfield. K-State 3, Cincinnati 1 in a season sweep on the Bearcats. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, Postcast Edition. LeGrand, quote, Ava is our leader, somebody that touches the ball. The most of us runs our offense, but an unbelievable server, defender, blocker. She does everything for us. She's really running our offense now the way that we need her to do, and kind of setting everybody by committee. And everybody knows that they need to be ready to get set from her. Yeah, there's no one more important to our team than Ava. and then a couple quotes here from two of the big three last night. Again, Anaya, same letter. Anaya was not able to go. So, again, like I said all week, and since the injury, I don't know the specifics of Anaya's injury, but hopefully she can get back out on the court before the year's over. Again, I wish I knew more. I don't right now. I am as a guy out here, K-State alum, out here in Kansas City, Missouri, out here repping the Cats there each and every day and talking K-State sports with you guys on the podcast. But Ava LeGrand first, let me see. Yeah, she talks about getting her 1,000th assist here in 2025. Quote, it's like being a senior. I kind of want to give it all for this program and leave it better than I found it. I mean, that's awesome, but I don't really mind. I think it has a lot to do with other things, and I hope that I'm not really remembered for anything like that, but rather I'm more so remembered helping this program be as great as can be this year, and then next year, and even better in years to follow that. And then, of course, follow up with Shaylee with her 100 point last night. Quote, similar to what Ava said, it's really a big milestone, but it's not who I am. I play volleyball, but I also hope it reflects my hard work and doing things to make the team better and just pushing each other. I am also very proud of it, but definitely couldn't do it all without everybody on the team. End quote right there. Yeah, man, it's been awesome to just follow these individuals, Anaya, even the young cats over here, like Avery Stones. Oh, I'm leaving out a couple other freshmen that stepped up to play as well this year as well. So, man, so this is huge. Last night, and of course, they'll welcome Colorado to Morgan Family Arena on Saturday. So, yeah, that's on the list as well. When we get caught back up, well, actually, we might actually do one of those podcasts when I get back. Depending on what happens tomorrow, we'll see. But yeah, we're ready to rock and roll tomorrow. We're ready to rock and roll tomorrow morning. Not quite at this time, but yeah, so, but yeah, man. So we'll see what happens again for tomorrow. Of course, that postcast of the EG3's adventure in Salina will be out on the EGD pod. I don't know when I'm going to record that again. It's going to depend on how Eddie feels tomorrow. So we'll see. We're pumped up. I'm excited to get it. I'm excited to be racing, baby. Let's go. Woo! But anyways, we're excited for Casey Woods Volleyball to put another win dub in the win column last night. I even said the record here. Here, let me go back real quick here. K-State now 13-7 here in 25. Again, tomorrow they host Colorado. So again, when I get back for sure, I'll do one of those recaps from tomorrow when y'all listen to this Saturday. And of course, yeah, I think we'll have you guys covered throughout the weekend for sure there. I make sure of that. And of course, Miss Basketball, as I said at the top of this podcast there as well. But more importantly, K-State returns to 500, and they'll look to do that, get over 500, if they can upset Colorado on Saturday afternoon. And then it's women's basketball at 4 o'clock at SMU, and then tomorrow night men's basketball in Bramlage taking on Bellarmine there as well. But more history made last night in a breakout last night by Avery Stones. They're making a statement out there in the friendly contest of Manhattan, Kansas, with a big performance there, helping out senior mates Myers and LeGrand to a 4-set victory over Cincinnati and Morgan Family Arena last night. And more importantly, a season sweep there as next they look to upset Colorado, who comes into Manhattan tomorrow afternoon, ranked 20th in the country. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. Have a chance to record K-State content, Podbean app. I'm not going to be over there this week, but we'll be back next week. But anyways, make sure you do go check out the recent episodes. We've had posted recent episodes over the past 4 weeks or so. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. You have to download the app to do that. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Greer, number 3, EDDID Podcast. More bonus coverage of your cats. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, whether it's here in KC, Missouri, out there, Manhattan, Kansas, even Salina as well. Salina going to be hosting a lot of folks out there tomorrow. Weather's supposed to be good. Everything looking good. We'll see what card unfolds. We've been waiting. I've been waiting for 5 months. I'm a little tentative because I haven't raced half marathon since June. So, but it's been a long time coming. We've been waiting for this moment. So we'll see if EG3 can close this thing out tomorrow morning. We'll see about that. But I'm pumped up. This is finally made it to the fun part. Racing, baby. I missed it. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But again, I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to go out there, race amongst other folks out there. So, it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it. No matter the result, man, we made it somehow, some way, we made it. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I cannot be more excited. Go out there and we'll just see what happens at that. But K-State Women's Volleyball, we know what happened to them last night. Big win over Cincinnati in four sets. Shady Myers and Ava LeGrand making more history. And Avery Stones out here in her K-State debut making some big waves last night, helping out her senior mates. And of course, don't forget the other squad as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, if you would like, please. I know we got followers on the podcast. 4 or 5 stars, preferably, if you can. That doesn't help us out, but it helps future K-State fans find more about this podcast. This has been another post-winning postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.